The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
This morning I'd like to offer three words as a frame for settling in to our practice. Three words that really offer some tools that we can use at any time during a meditation. And those three words are relax, receive, and allow. So I'll explore each of those words with you for the next few minutes. Relax. Relaxation is such a helpful part of meditation. If we relax our body, it supports or helps our mind to let go of some of its mental tension. And as we relax our minds, very naturally, almost like the nature of our minds when they're relaxed, not caught up in concerns and worries, the nature of our minds when they're relaxed is to be aware in the present moment. And so relaxation supports this nature of our minds. And so we can consciously relax the body as a support at the beginning of a period of practice. Softening muscles of the body where you may tend to find tension. I sometimes find it helpful to do this scanning through the body. And checking in, particularly with the face, relaxing the face around the eyes, the mouth, the jaw. There's such a tight feedback loop between our mental state and our face. And if we can relax our face, there's a kind of a softening of the mind. It's a two-way communication, surprisingly, sometimes. So relaxing the face. And then also neck, shoulders, often places where we hold tension. Softening that area. And relaxing arms, hands, chest and upper back. All those muscles around the rib cage, across the stomach and abdomen, middle and lower back, sometimes just kind of doing a quick scan like this, we can allow there to be a releasing and a softening. Sometimes I do this almost with an image, almost like there's been some kind of warmth flowing down over my body, allowing that warmth to soften and relax the body. Relaxing the hips, the pelvis, the legs, the feet. And then also, sometimes we can check in to the depth of the body, inside the body. And sometimes it is possible to consciously relax some areas there, so maybe the inside of the throat can relax. Maybe the heart can relax. Maybe the stomach and the intestines can relax. Again, this interior, the visceral aspect, is a very strong feedback between mind and body. And so sometimes if we can consciously relax this visceral area, it will allow a relaxation of mental tension. Letting go as much as possible of worries and concerns about the past and the future. Just letting yourself land here and now. Letting the mind relax. Gil has offered an analogy that might support a conscious relaxation of mind, so you can check in and see if this supports you. As if your brain were a muscle, maybe the brain can relax. And with this relaxation, as much as is available, the next word is receive. As I said, as the mind relaxes, very naturally it is aware in the present moment. It naturally receives experience. This is its job, its function, the mind, to receive what's happening to us. And so relaxing, can we kind of settle back and see, check in, what is already being received? And probably there are sensations of the body being received. Obvious sensations like the contact of your hips. Touch points of hands and feet. The uprightness of the back. Maybe sound is obvious and being received. Often we may have a kind of a relationship to certain sounds, feeling like they're somehow distracting us. But whatever is received, sound naturally being received, this is a simple way that we can be aware, mindful in the present moment. And so you may be noticing receiving sounds from outside, or sounds from your body, the sound of my voice, or sounds in the room. Just letting your system do its job, receive those sounds. And there can be, with this receptive kind of awareness of the relaxed mind, a kind of flowing of the awareness or the attention between different experiences. And that's also fine. I sometimes explore following that attention. So where is the attention naturally going? What is naturally being received? What's the next thing our system is naturally receiving? Body sensations, sounds, emotions, maybe thoughts or ideas. We can actually be aware of thoughts and ideas, although they do tend to pull us out away from being aware in the present moment. Exploring this relaxed, receptive quality. This very natural quality in our minds. Not something we have to do so much. Something that's available when we get out of the way. When our thoughts and worries and concerns release. And sometimes it can be helpful. It depends on different times for different people. If for now this for you is supporting you and just being present and aware in a very easeful way, you're welcome to continue following the attention, receiving what's naturally happening. Or if it might support you, and it might support you, you're welcome to attend or turn to a particular aspect of experience. Often the breath is helpful for helping us to stay present, connected. Connecting just with this simple in and out of the breath. And yet exploring also the possibility, even as we attune to that experience, of receiving the breath, of essentially letting the sensations of the breath, the experience of the breath, come to you rather than it be a kind of a going out and searching for those sensations. So relaxing and receiving the in-breath and the out-breath. And if you do choose to kind of attune to the breath, I'd encourage you to have a very spacious attunement to that and not try to limit or keep other things away. And so even as you're attuned to the breath, you may notice sounds or other body sensations. You can leave them in the background, but you don't have to push them away. Hearing and the breath, body sensations and the breath, allowing the breath to be at the center with other experience in the periphery. Letting them be received just as they are, hearing and the breath. So relaxing. Receiving, and then the third word that supports our practice, allowing. This is kind of an attitude or an inclination of mind that whatever happens, it's okay. Kind of, in a way, this word, allowing, offers a kind of a friendly relationship to our experience. Not being in conflict with what's arising. And this is sometimes is somehow also pointed to by this very broad kind of receptive awareness, even if you're connecting with the breath, allowing these other things to be there, not fighting. And sometimes something becomes strong, some other experience besides the breath might actually draw the attention. And allowing that too, not fighting with that. Mindfulness, the practice of mindfulness is about receiving what's here in the moment. Mindfulness itself doesn't particularly care what it is mindful of. And so cultivating that allowing quality in the mind. Whatever arises, oh, that's allowed too. Even if it's resistance. Perhaps we hear a sound and there's a kind of a pushing away or a resistance. That resistance is also something that we can be mindful of. So, oh, resistance too, you're allowed to. To me, this allowing aspect of mindfulness practice makes this kind of practice one of the kindest things that we can do for ourselves. Not fighting with our minds and our bodies. So relax, relax, receive, and allow. And yet, of course, there will be times when the mind gets caught by its thoughts, and so not being present. And the moment of remembering that, of recalling, that will happen naturally at some point. We'll recognize that we've been lost, that we haven't been present. And the allowing in that moment isn't about allowing that lostness to continue, but it's about allowing the mind to recognize, oh, I'm back, and what's here now? Having been thinking about something else. That's the allowing of the conditions to just reveal themselves in that moment. And one of the most supportive things that can happen there is to check in and see, has there been tension that's crept back in while the mind was wandering? And connecting to relaxing again. Relaxing. Relax. Receive. Allow.